To the TCB Games AM Oldies program. Monty the Music Man, Seaburn's time now for episode number 9 already? Is this already 9?
Number 9. It's February 28th. Happy non-leap year.
I didn't see my shadow. Oh, wait, I'm not a groundhog, so.
No, is that right? So if the groundhog sees its shadow, you've got 6 more weeks of winter. And if he doesn't see it, you've got 6 more weeks till spring. Is there actually a difference?
I don't know how that works. But, yeah, welcome in. And this time we're just going to kind of do an informal little Q&A with you here and that kind of thing. So we'll let you get it kicked off.
Yeah, I just appreciate the fact that I know from listener feedback that oftentimes it's a more entertaining and engaging show if we're talking to each other.
Wow.
And so just want to every once in a while throw in an opportunity for Monty the Music Man to just, what's on your mind, you grill me, and I'll do the best I can to answer. I'll kind of kick things off, though, by talking about something. We have a standing committee. The Lime City Committee is actually the group that spawned the development of Huntington County Economic Development Corporation, and Lime City still has a standing committee within our entity, and then every other month the group goes to a factory locally, and we have lunch and do a plant tour and get updates from the community. This in January we met at Onward Manufacturing here in town, and it just was a delightful tour and really, really great to see their products. They're building barbecue units that are under the brand label of either Broil King or Huntington, and their range of products corporate-wide. I mean, they're based in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. They have a plant there. They have a plant in Dixon, Tennessee, and a plant in Huntington. And Huntington's plant makes their high-end versions of barbecue units.
Wow.
And so they make units that sell anywhere retail from, $800 to $10,000. You can buy an outdoor kitchen, and their outdoor kitchen is just phenomenal. It compares with anything globally. And once you start playing with it in their training room, it's kind of like, oh, this is addictive. Got to have one of these. Wait a minute, it's $10,000? But when you think as a consumer about you're buying a kitchen, suddenly you kind of realize, well, okay, by the time I outfit my kitchen at home and renovate and that kind of thing, I can drop $10,000 in my kitchen pretty fast.
Well, sure.
But the other little technology thing that I enjoyed at in their units, they now have Bluetooth controls to turn the grill. So it's like if you're on your way home, you get on your phone and tell your phone to preheat the grill.
Wow.
It's all sorts of stuff like that. So it's really, really fun. We also, at the meetings, we share, project status and that kind of thing, how the work's going for the year. And the unemployment report had just come out for December, the year end. So we finished the year in at 3.8%, which was really strong. We had a lot of reports from, like, the mayor, the city council, and others. So it's just a great opportunity to get together. But with that, I've talked too much. What's on your mind?
Well, we're talking about Onward, which was, I think, used to be Majestic, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
I got took a wrong turn with my buddy Shadow, my guide dog, and wound up at the Majestic plant instead of the hardware store. But it was certainly a nice fall day. And, that factory is now back running successfully, it sounds like, and employing a lot of people. It's just amazing. Do you generally feel, as an economic development director, a positive vibe, if you will, toward the progress of where things are going in our local area? How do you feel about that?
Well, I think we need to do more conversations like this just to bring awareness to the public. I mean, a couple of the community leaders and business leaders that participated in the plant tour had never been to Onward before.
Really?
So they had never seen barbecue units of this quality before. And we're just amazed. And one of them was like, okay, how do I buy one? And so he's following up with their sales team. Now you can buy them locally at Jergens Hardware, but you have to order them typically, or get something off the floor. or you can buy them from the internet. But the long and short of it is, there are all sorts of really cool things going on in our community every day of the week that there's not a lot of awareness of. And when, you know, it's like last week I was out at Tejin working on a project, and a couple weeks earlier I was in Detroit at the auto show. And when you see the consumers at the auto show in particular looking at the Ford Bronco and Corvettes and so forth, it's just a real sense of pride to know that, hey, those products would not be on the floor getting that kind of reaction in an international show if it weren't for the people in Huntington, Indiana making these products. I mean, it's really exciting.
Well, and it seems like you really focused a lot on industrial development, which is good, because when you think about the domino effect of that, not only bringing in jobs, but this bringing in more paychecks, more salaries, and hence more spending and more consuming, it seems like a win-win for everybody.
Well, it is. It's also a matter of faith, quite frankly, because every business, every decision, you know, there are factors that you cannot control that have the ability to give you a setback. But on the other hand, we just are tenacious. We're quietly being tenacious about moving forward and making progress. And yeah, there are communities all over the country that would love to have what we have, and there are other communities throughout the country that have things that we'd like to have, and it's a process of continuous improvement and staying focused, and sometimes there, you know, because of the way the internet world works, there are people who would rather talk about what's wrong than to either give suggestions on how to make things better or talk about the good things that are, in fact, going on every day.
Exactly. I had a minister, Marty Lundy was her name, and she used to call that poo-pooing someone's idea. And if we were involved in a church project, they said there will be no poo-pooing of these projects. We all want to be positive about it. And she was right in that it really helps spur the projects along a lot faster.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a previous show, we talked about how wonderfully things have been going, and you're seeing a lot of upswing and people looking at properties and this and that. Do you really feel that 2025 is going to be a year for some major things happening? It seems like we're in some exciting times right now.
Well, if January and February are any indicator of how the rest of the year is going to go, absolutely. It's going to be a very busy, productive year for investments and growth. In spite of, like I say, there, you know, we'd like interest rates to be lower. Okay, well, we'll get there. We'd like to have more flexibility in the workforce. Okay, well, we've got programs in place to work on it. There are, you know, as the city of Huntington wraps up the combined sewer overflow projects, our downtown is going to look radically different when streets are paved and construction's done and so forth. So it's how you get from here to there is the challenge. And if it was easy, a rhesus monkey could do it.
But, I resemble that remark.
Well,
or should I say? Anyway, but you know, how do you respond to people that seem flustered about? I mean, we've talked about properties that are right now maybe sitting vacant, and for whatever the reason is, maybe someone else owns it that isn't doing anything with it right now. Maybe there's a lot of variables there, of course, a lot of fluid issues going on. But how do you respond to people that get frustrated with the lack of progress, or what they feel is the lack of progress?
Well, okay, quite honestly, I'm a bit insulated.
Okay.
I'm not an elected official, so I'm not out on the campaign trail.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't hear as much of that as elected officials do. But when I do, in my case, it's like every individual is important. We all have opinions, and I want to be respectful and try my best to reflect positively on our community, et cetera. And one of the things that we talked about on our previous show was the Zacher Industrial Report.
Yes.
Okay. Well, when I started at HQ, and I'm in my 18th year now.
Wow.
Our vacancy rate for industrial buildings was 63%. So 63% of our existing industrial buildings were empty.
Okay.
Today it's 4%.
Wow.
So the perspective helps me do a better job, I think, at least, in handling those sorts of discussions, because I don't expect people to understand and remember what it was like when 63% of our buildings were vacant. We're always trying to get better. We always have more to do. As long as Indiana's based on some sort of property tax system, we're going to have investments in order to keep up with demands on the tax revenues. But it really helps to have that institutional memory and recall when, okay, yeah, we think it's bad now. No, I'm sorry. We're at 4%, not 63%.
Well, it's quite a huge difference over 18 years. And yep. In fact, very impressive.
Well, thank you. And it's a tribute to a number. I mean, it's a team sport. It's not that I'm personally investing in building buildings. It's that I'm a consultant and helping others do that. But the truth is, even today at our 4% vacancy, our baseline number of square footage has increased as well. We've added almost 300,000 square feet of new buildings over that 17 and a half, 18 year period. So not only is our percentage down, we've added to the amount of square footage available. So we've seen some really good growth and really good opportunities. To me, the trick is to not get spoiled by that success and expect it every day.
That's right. You have to have a certain amount of stick-to-itiveness to, if you will, and we'll think of the industrial folks that are building these buildings as the customers, to keep the customer happy and to make them feel like, you know, investing in Huntington/Huntington County was a good idea. Do you feel that you really positive about the feedback you've gotten positively or other from the investors that have come in here and say, you know, we're really glad we did this?
I'm not going to go into too many specifics, but here's one general story that I think answers your question. There was a developer from California looking at a property in Huntington County and met with me and met with and had conversations with our planning commission, and they're kind of like, wait a minute, what are we missing? You guys actually want me here. And your process seems pretty easy. I'm used to California. So about the time we think that we may not be doing this as good as we could, we realized that, okay, if you're in California, if you're in Illinois, where several counties have voted to secede from the state of Illinois, we're doing okay.
You know, I think we really are, and I'm hoping to see continued growth. But what's really refreshing is to talk to you each week and hear about some of the different things that are happening and some of the things that are in the pipeline and for down-the-road development, because that really does mean that more things are going to have, more opportunities are going to be available in Huntington, not just with factories, but other entities for entertainment, for eateries, for all. I mean, imagine one begets the other as far as development.
Well, it does. You can't, you know, we've talked about in previous shows community development versus industrial development. And community development, generally speaking, the success or failure of that is going to be based on how much discretionary or disposable income do consumers have in the community. And the truth is, the more job creation activities, the better that likelihood is, and so it all works together. If you get too wrapped up in one and not the other, you can end up with a problem. And historically, we've had to try to sort that through in Huntington County, because Well, you know, like I say, when I started 18 years ago, our vacancy rate was 63%. Okay, well, at that point, you really don't have the flexibility to do a comprehensive approach to economic development or a multidisciplinary approach. You've got a crisis. You've got to fix what ails you. And we've done that, and now that we've systematized that, it allows a more comprehensive approach to economic development.
And it's funny, you will, and I overhear things not because I'm in government, but a lot of times because I'm in broadcasting, so you'll just hear people say stuff, or, well, the next time you talk to the mayor, you should ask him, yada, yada, yada. And here's the thing, you hear people say, well, why can't we be more like Wabash? Well, there's no reason we can't be if we're all willing to work together and really support a thing, you know, and I think we could have just as cool of things as they do with the right development.
Well, honestly, in my opinion, if we're the best version of Huntington that we can be,
yes,
people in Wabash are going to be wanting to be like Huntington.
Exactly. Exactly.
We just need to be the best Huntington that we can be.
Yes, not worry about the other guy, but if we want to put it, you know, just keep growing it and concentrating on it and our own infrastructure.
Yep, absolutely.
Anything on the horizon that you can talk about, or anything we can upcoming that we may be able to tease the listeners with a little bit, or
not there yet? I think the listeners will be interested. Huntington County Economic Development Corporation owns 130 acres that we've talked about before that we call the River Fork West Industrial Park, and we continue to make improvements at the park. We continue to market that park. That's where Teijin Automotive invested $110 million to build their plant for Ford Bronco and that line of product. And in this calendar year, you're going to see some routine sorts of things going on out there that are necessary for the long-term development. I mean, I had told the city council originally when we were working on acquiring the properties, I said, look, if the community at large thinks that we need to develop all of this property in the next 3 years, we shouldn't do this. This is a, you know, 20-year process. And so in that type of thinking, you know, the city's engineered, designed, and we're going to be building later this year what we refer to as a redundant loop for the water system.
Uh-huh.
So that growth at the industrial park and in the general area has the ability to work with water supplied from the north water field out on North Guilford Street extended, as well as the south well field that's on the southwest side of Huntington out on Kenner at 300. And so as we do that project, it also facilitates the ability to, if the town of Andrews chooses to have a solution to their water problem come from Huntington, that infrastructure development that we're doing as a routine matter for the River Fork Industrial Park West allows for extensions to go out to the town of Andrews along Old Andrews Road in that corridor.
And amazingly enough, with, like you mentioned, and we've talked about the combined sewer project, cleaning all that up, and that's going to help really heal a major waterway if we don't have waste being dumped into the river, which makes this area all that much more attractive, not only, I'm sure, for industrial, but for use of those rivers for tourism and other things.
We absolutely want to be responsible environmentally. We also want to make sure that as we grow, we're not degrading the systems that serve existing houses, existing businesses that absolutely have a right to good quality services. So we need to make sure that we do this right, and we're working on it. Another little sidebar that won't be a big deal, but yeah, it'll be fun and important, I think.
Right.
We're working on signage for the industrial park so that as you're traveling on State Road 9 coming down from Fort Wayne, you'll be able to more visibly know that there's a park there, and the sign will be visible at the corner of State Road 9 and County Road 200. We'll also have a monument sign erected at Progress Drive, as it's called, as you turn into the park. Then finally, this past fall, We had received a couple of concerns about brush and scrub growth along the side ditch of our park, rightly so. And so we contracted with Amor Construction and Excavating. They came out and basically cleared that fence row. So that looks all. So you'll see, if nothing else, you'll see some routine maintenance like that and improvements going on just to make the property look better, to be ready to market more effectively, and so forth.
Well, and you're right, because cosmetics are also just as important as functionality, because if it looks like it's poorly maintained, people may not take it seriously, or they'll start to bemoan that fact.
Well, and our agency as the owner has restrictive covenants on the property, and we want to make sure that, you know, prospects that are looking at the real estate see evidence, in fact, that we want it kept looking nice.
Awesome.
And that, if I don't do that, I'm not sure why they would expect that, you know?
Well, that is very true. Well, man, what an awesome show this has been. And again, we're looking forward to, as we head into March, getting you know, more updates and talking more about what's being developed and so on. But thank you for spending a little time with us.
You're very welcome, and thank you for everything that you do at Z103.
All right, let's get back into music on the TCB Games AM Oldies program.